This is episode 34 of the Christian Research Journal Reads podcast. Corey Good, Time Traveling Secret Space Program Whistleblower by Lindsay Medenwalt. This was first published online at equip.org on April 1, 2024. The Christian Research Journal Reads podcast brings you audio versions of Christian Research Journal articles. The full text, along with all documentation of each article, is available at equip.org. That's equip.org.
Corey Good, Time Traveling Secret Space Program Whistleblower by Lindsay Medenwalt. Read by Christina Wintersteller. In 2019, 2 million people on Facebook said they were going to raid Area 51, a military base in Nevada, with the hopes of proving theories that extraterrestrials, ETs, and their spaceships were being stored there. In the end, only about 150 people showed up, and the, quote, Storm Area 51, unquote, raid was a failure. But perhaps the most exciting recent occurrence regarding ETs and unidentified flying objects, UFOs, happened in early 2021 when the U.S. government released video footage of UFOs that they could not, of course, identify. This created a firestorm in the media, but especially among ufologists, people who believe UFOs have extraterrestrial origins. With shows like Ancient Aliens, A&E 2009, giving what appears to be evidence of alien life not only on other planets but inside our planet, Christians are grappling with questions about our place in the universe. One of the most popular promoters of ETs, space travel, and government conspiracies is self-identified whistleblower Corey Good. He has a wide following on social media and is the primary subject and informant for a book, Insiders Reveal, Secret Space Programs and Extraterrestrial Alliances, Exopolitics Institute, 2015. His claims read like the latest sci-fi novel, a world where benevolent ETs are trying to save humanity from the malevolent ETs. This isn't science fiction, though, at least not to Good and others like him who believe in a secret space program that has spanned for decades and believe that ETs live among us. Intertwined with his beliefs about ETs, as often happens with this subject, are New Age beliefs like karma, reincarnation, and humans as gods. The Secret Space Program and Extraterrestrials. Good claims that when he was about 6 years of age, he was recruited into the Secret Space Program, SSP. He and other children were brought in after scoring high on standardized tests. The SSP had apparently already been keeping tabs on Good because his grandfather, who served in World War II, had volunteered for some testing that involved viruses being injected into his DNA. As a result, Good's DNA was impacted. The SSP was particularly interested in Good because he is an intuitive empath, someone who is highly attuned with others' physical and emotional energies. He says that he would go to school and a white van would arrive and take them to Carswell Air Force Base in Fort Worth, Texas. Their memories would be adjusted to reflect normal, everyday school activities so that they would not share their experiences with their families. When he was almost 17, he officially enlisted in the SSP. He was a member of the, quote, 20 and back, unquote, a program where participants spend 20 years in service to the SSP doing various things, including interviewing ETs or traveling to different military bases throughout the solar system, like on Mars and the Moon. His experiences in the program were not enjoyable for him, and he describes his service as boring but also traumatic at times because ETs were often tortured for information. He also claims that there is a slave program where people from Earth are taken away from the planet to be used by ETs. Good explains that while there are malevolent ETs who wish to harm humanity, there are also benevolent ETs who have good intentions and are, quote, trying to assist us to ascend, unquote, to our highest evolution. In fact, he says that many of us, including him, are starseeds, people who were once ETs but chose to come down to Earth to help raise its vibration and ascend more quickly. Starseeds forget who they once were, but are often able to sense that Earth is, quote, not where we're from, unquote. After serving 3 rounds in the, quote, 20 and back, unquote, a total of 60 years of service, Good says that he was blank slated, something he compares to what happens in the Men in Black films when they wipe someone's memory, and age regressed back to almost 17, the age he was when his service began. So how does he remember what happened? He explains that intuitive empaths like himself typically get their memories back because their, quote, higher self has a virtual backup, unquote. For him, his memories came back in bits and pieces, but after a visit in his living room from the Mayans, the ancient group that he says are ETs who left our planet, and a traumatic experience during eye surgery, his memories have returned. Since then, Good is engaged telepathically with various ETs and claims to be in, quote, direct physical contact with the blue avians, unquote, not birds, but benevolent ETs. He also serves as, quote, a delegate to interface with multiple ET federations and councils on their behalf, liaison with the SSP Alliance Council, and deliver important messages to humanity, unquote. Raising the vibration on Earth. Like his friend and associate, David Wilcock, Good subscribes to the Law of One, which is a worldview that focuses on humanity's consciousness and ascension. This climactic consciousness will happen as we raise our vibrations, which are rhythms that happen to our bodies based on our experiences and emotions. Wilcock and Good believe that history is all leading us to an event, likely a solar flare, that will cause us to, quote, have an understanding of the cosmos and the one infinite creator, unquote. Good refers to this as the full disclosure event. Good doesn't give specific dates for our imminent ascension or full disclosure related to ETs because, quote, the collective consciousness of humanity will choose to manifest how and when this plays out, unquote. And what will happen at the ascension event? Quote, this energetic change, unquote, Good says, quote, has a direct effect on not only every planet and star in the region, but also every life form below a certain vibratory level. Negative and positive beings will need some sort of guidance offered by beings that have been through the process so that they can make the decisions to continue to raise their vibrations to match the changing background energetic changes or chose to remain in their current state of lower vibration and self-destruct, unquote. So, will either rise up to a higher density or vanish. In light of this potential future, Good says that benevolent ETs want to communicate important information. Quote, the message for humanity is that, and it's the tenet of many religions, we need to become more loving. We need to become forgiving of ourselves and forgiving of others, thus stopping the wheel of karma, unquote. New Age beliefs like karma, when people's actions, whether good or bad, come back to them, are weaved throughout ufology. Reincarnation typically goes together with karma. Good isn't too concerned about reincarnation, though. Quote, a lot of us get caught up in past lives. When I talked to blue avians, they said, we are one or we are not. The distortions and traumas we have in this life allow us to identify with past lives. We are all those past lives, unquote. He recounts a common New Age refrain to explain why we don't remember who we were before we came to Earth. Quote, it's because you're all God, and if you remembered you were God, you wouldn't be able to have this humble experience. The one infinite creator wanted to have all of these experiences, and we are doing it, unquote. Although he frequently references the, quote, one infinite creator, unquote, he doesn't really explain who or what that is. He focuses instead on our role in the universe. Good suggests that all religions can be used to improve mass consciousness on Earth. Quote, we are the problem, unquote, he notes. Quote, and we are the solution to the world's problems. We just need to make the painful inward changes and the rest will be taken care of by a fully awakened and conscious humanity, unquote. Good encourages any path so long as it leads you to become your best self. He says, quote, no matter what your belief system is, you don't need any new religions. All you have to do is apply yourself and become the best of what your religion entails, unquote. Once ascension happens, religion will dissipate And we'll finally know the answers to our questions about our infinite Creator. Is it us and the cosmos? The Christian response. Good claims to be a whistleblower that's helping lead the way to a full disclosure event about secret government programs and a revelation that certain conspiracies about ETs in space are, in fact, true. The recent creation of the Space Force and the recent admission by the government that military ships have recorded, quote, unexplained aerial phenomena, unquote, UAPs, appear to propel Good's arguments forward. There is, however, no credible evidence to support his claims. While Good often shields himself with a common phrase, quote, insiders tell me, unquote, his evidence is his personal experience or, quote, insiders, unquote, he never identifies. Moreover, Hugh Ross, Kenneth Samples, and Mark Clark observe that despite differences of opinion about ETs and space programs, quote, at least one point of agreement stands out among physical scientists, social scientists, behavioral scientists, and students of the Bible. Pursue truth where it may be found and tested, and beware of pursuit that links directly or indirectly with occult power or secret knowledge, unquote. Following the truth where it leads reveals that involvement in the occult correlates with experiencing UFO phenomena. As Ross warns, don't mess with the occult and you won't need to worry about having a dangerous UFO-ET encounter. But to embrace Good's conspiracies and wild theories about ETs and space wars is to steep oneself in occult deception. The real world includes a spiritual realm, quote, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places, unquote. Ephesians 6:12 ESV. Thus, the Apostle Paul exhorts us to, quote, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil, unquote. Verse 10 ESV. We must hold tightly to the biblical worldview and abide in Christ. John 15:1 through 10. Unlike the untestable, esoteric, conspiratorial evidence Good proffers, the Christian worldview stands or falls on the basis of historical events attested to by many witnesses whose lives were transformed by what they saw. The truth is that none of us are ascending to become God in His essence, but those who are in Christ will be renewed in His image and likeness in union with Him for eternity. Christians should lovingly engage with those who follow Good or subscribe to UFO conspiracies. Our world is hungry for something real. Real peace and joy come from Jesus. Real hope is found in Christ, the one who lived, died, and was resurrected for us. The truth, and only the truth, will set humanity free.
Thank you for listening to another episode from the Christian Research Journal Reads podcast, which provides audio articles of Christian Research Journal articles. If you go to equip.org, you will find a brand new article for the Christian Research Journal published weekly. In addition, please subscribe to our other podcasts. Wherever you find your favorite podcasts, you will find the Christian Research Journal Reads podcast, the Postmodern Realities podcast, which features interviews with Christian Research Journal authors, our flagship podcast, the Bible Answer Man broadcast, and the Hank Unplugged podcast, where CRI President Hank Hanegraaff takes you out of the studio and into his study to engage in in-depth, free-flowing, essential Christian conversations on critical issues with some of the most interesting and informative people on the planet. At equip.org, you will also find a lot of resources to equip you, including many thousands of Christian Research Journal articles. That's EQUIP.org.